when the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska and the Forest Service unveiled the plan, they came with slideshows and maps. But the conversation gets heated among the 24 attendees when it turns to how the totem poles, the kutia, would represent the people and history of this place.
I don't deny anybody their right. I don't have the authority to do that. However, I would like for history to be followed accurately.
Yanush Chuk Mike Tagabon's concern is one of many about stewardship, clan representation, and belonging. And several tribal members are upset about the lack of consultation in this process. Sekuni Fran Houston is one of them. She's the spokesperson for the Ak Kwan, the Tlingit people who originally lived in what's now called Ak Bay.
Because sometimes I feel like I'm being stomped on. We're being stomped on.
Nechka Kuge Taja Revels is the executive director of Gold Belt Heritage Foundation. She stands up to defend the project, but also to acknowledge that this project has departed from the Tlingit way of raising kutia.
I know this isn't the way that we do things, that we're forced into a Western process where we have to get permission first before we can start talking to the clans about designs, how we're going to do this properly.
But she says this is also a chance to correct the lie that natural spaces like the glacier are inherently devoid of indigenous people.
We were the natural landscape. We were the last frontier. This gives us an opportunity when visitors come to see the gorgeous lands that we are either guests on or stewards of, to see that Tlingit people have always been in these places.
Michael Downs, the district ranger for the U.S. Forest Service and one of the presenters, is quick to say the plan isn't even close to final.
There's no big decisions have been made. There's plenty of time for these great discussions. I want you to all understand that.
And to address some of the frustrations shared by tribal members, Downs says the Forest Service plans to have many meetings in the future about the kutia.
So this is not like something's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, I'm just being honest. There are probably going to be about $250,000 a piece, and we don't have the money right now.
This co-management relationship between the tribe and the Forest Service is only a couple of years old. Lee Miller is Ak Kwan, and he was a cultural ambassador at the glacier last year. That's a new role at the glacier. Tribal members educate tourists on Tlingit culture and its connections to the landscape.
Last year, we saw fantastic changes and more to come. This is our opportunity, folks. Put aside the bickering. Make this ours. Own it. It's been a long time coming.
He says an opportunity for more Tlingit representation at the glacier wasn't imaginable a few years ago.
What was out there? The glacier, the waterfall, the wildlife. And it's still there. But we're there. We are finally there.
Sa'ach Margaret Katzik, who's Jill Kat Kwan, came to the meeting with several of her nieces and nephews. She grew up here, and she plans to raise her children here.
I just think that it would be really important for them to be able to see something like this wherever they are and know that they are part of this land as well, and that they belong here and that they are important and cared about and respected.
She says kutia at the glacier would show future generations their reflections in the landscape. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.